Gadadhar. Those who take shelter of Gadadhar, they're called Antaranga Bhaktas.
And Nityananda Prabhu?
Their associates are mostly all in Sakiras. One was Gadadhar Das. Gadadhar Das, but he was different from
Gadadhar?
Gadadhar Das.
Jap.
Das.
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 Also one was Gadadhar Das.
He was
another was Gadadhar Pandit.
Yeah. Gadadhar Das.
He had today Gadadhar Pandit.
Yes, this is one thing I would like to clear up very, very. He was actually always with Nityananda Prabhu. He was follower of Nityananda Prabhu, but he was in Madhurya Ras.
Oh, Gadadhar Das?
Gadadhar Das.
Oh, Gadadhar Das.
But why not today Gadadhar Pandit?
Yes, I will continue on that. This is just one special devotee like that. Gadadhar Pandit, he appeared in a place in Bangladesh, in Chittagong district. I used to live on border there, in Haridaspur. He appeared in Bangladesh, what is now Bangladesh. And he appeared in 1488, and he disappeared only 11 months after Mahaprabhu disappeared. He felt so much separation from Mahaprabhu. So he only stayed in this world also until he was perhaps 49 years old. Yes. 11 months. They said that he remained in this world actually after Mahaprabhu left, only so he could give Srinivas Acharya some the Bhagavatam that he had. He was expert in reading Bhagavatam. So Srinivas Acharya, he said, this is the reason, one of the reasons he stayed in this world for so long after Mahaprabhu disappeared. He would read the Bhagavatam, but Gadadhar Pandit would be reading Bhagavatam, but he would be reading it with tears would be falling in his eyes on the Bhagavatam. He was reading in Tota Gopinath at that time. So Srinivas Acharya, he wanted to actually go to Gadadhar Pandit to learn Bhagavatam, but when he was trying to get there, Gadadhar Pandit had left the world like that. But the Bhagavatam, even before actually, the Bhagavatam was completely like wet with his tears of separation from Mahaprabhu. So Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit was actually said he was both Srimati Radhika and Lalita Sakhi. Lalita. It says they're a combination.
Srimati Radhika and Lalita Sakhi at the time.
Lalita entered the body of Gadadhar Pandit, actually.
Who tells?
Very mysterious, huh?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
That was in Bhakti Ratnakara or Chaitanya. Bhakti Ratnakara, they say. I do not know exactly, you know, it's not well described about that, but anyways, I think that can be clarified more by you. I don't know. But anyway, there's only very little written about Gadadhar Pandit. One thing is he appeared on Amavasya. Today is Amavasya, dark moon. Have you appeared on dark moon too? You appeared on dark moon also?
Today Amavasya.
Today Yamosha.
Gadadhar Pandit appeared. And Prabhu's telling that Gurudev also appeared on Amavasya.
Dark moon.
But Mai in Magh Mas.
Magh Mas. Gadadhar Pandit, he appeared at a very also desolate time. Hot.
Now it is not Magh.
Magh Mas.
Yeah.
Now it is
very hot and dry.
Vaishak.
Vaishak, yes, Vaishak. Yeah. Srila Mahārāja says, very dry time, very hot time in India. So it's kind of very desolate. He appeared at a time when things were very...
Why you are not telling from beginning the life of Gadadhar?
There's so much... Okay.
You are...
Jumping around.
Top to...
Bottom.
Bottom.
Sometimes you want to... there's some little things that have to be known about Gadadhar Pandit. So he appeared in a time when very desolate, very very dark time, Amavasya today. And then his boy, he was always with Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And also he was in Nilachal, he's in Puri. So in Navadvip, his pastimes in Navadvip with Mahaprabhu, boyhood pastimes. Mahaprabhu at the time, he was teacher. When he was teaching, Naya, he came in Gadadhar Pandit one time. He asked Gadadhar Pandit, what is the meaning of liberation? And Gadadhar Pandit, he was explaining that liberation means to get relief from material sufferings. So Mahaprabhu told him that it was incomplete. This is not full explanation of what the meaning of mukti, liberation, was. He challenged Gadadhar Pandit and gave him fuller explanation. The way Gadadhar Pandit explained it, he explained it as nivritti marg. Gadadhar Pandit. But it's Leela, he knows. So he, Mahaprabhu, he gave more fuller explanation, explaining that there's a positive side to liberation, like that, not negative side of liberation. And like in Bhagavatam, it says, muktir idvanyata sarupena viyat vastiti. Actual liberation means we become fixed in our sarup.
What is the meaning? Sarupena vyasthiti iti mukti?
It means become situated in our actual sarup, who we are, like that. Know our sarup is. Sarupena vyavastiti. So, that there were pastimes like that with Gadadhar Pandit as boy, in his boyhood. So nobody could actually defeat Mahaprabhu, of course. And Gadadhar Pandit was, when they would see Mahaprabhu and Navadvip in his boyhood pastimes, many, many scholars. We heard yesterday about, the other day before, about some of Mahaprabhu's pastimes as teaching, as a challenge in Keshav Bharati and things like that.
Kashmiri.
So anyway, Gadadhar Pandit was that. And then when Mahaprabhu, there was one incident where Gadadhar, and he was asking Mukundadas.
Torch laga ki rakhe na wo? Torch laga be rakhte ki rakhe na wo?
Laga na.
There was one incident where he asked Gadadhar asked Mukundadas, his friend, to show me a Vaishnav in Bai. Where is a Buddha Vaishnav? Where is a good Vaishnav I can see? Gadadhar Pandit asked. So they took him to see Pundarik Vidyaniri at that time. Pundarik Vidyaniri. So when he saw him, he got in conversation, Gadadhar Pandit, with Pundarik Vidyaniri, and they were talking back and forth. And Mukundadas could see there was some kind of doubts in Gadadhar Pandit's mind.
Why doubt?
Because Pundarik Vidyaniri was very lavishly dressed, very silken dressed. He was taking betel, pan, like that. Perfume all around, silken sheets, white sheets, like that. He was like very, like king-like, royal type personality. So then when Mukundadas saw the doubts, and he wanted to clear the doubts of Gadadhar Pandit, so he spoke a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Aho Bhaki Yam Stanakalakutam Jigam Saya Payad Apyasadvi Labegatim Dati Uchitam Kamba Doyalum Sharanam Bajema. He quoted this verse from Bhagavatam where he said, how merciful Krishna is.
Is there any relation with this story with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes. Eventually, what happened after this, he left and he thought he committed some offenses in mind. And he went to Mahaprabhu.
Gadadhar Pandit asked Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is there any Mahabhagavat in Navadvip? I want to meet him.
Puri or Navadvip?
Huh?
Puri.
Navadvip.
Navadvip. Navadvip, not Puri. Then Mahaprabhu told Mukunda, you should take him to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Then Mukunda took him and he went there and he saw the luxurious like king and he lose his faith and returned back. Mahaprabhu asked him, have you seen that Mahabhagavat? Oh, I could not see as Mahabhagavat. Then he told Mukunda that you should read a poem of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then again he sent to Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar Pandit. Both went there, and at that time he was lying on the bed of so much perfumes of high class of tile was
oil.
Oil here. There was a pikdani. Pikdani, you know, king's
spittoon.
Like dove. And there was hookah gargadi. He saw then Mukunda Das recited this slow Kangva Dayalu Sharanam. Kya hai?
Aho Bakiyam Stanakalukutam Jighansa Prasaddhi Lehi Vatidhat Kichitam Tatu Annam Kangva Dayalu Sharanam.
Oh, hearing this slow, he fell down from the palanka and began to roll down. He became senseless and absorbed in Krishna.
Foam is coming from his mouth. Where is it done?
All his hairs and everything.
All decoration gone.
Decoration gone. And then Gadadhar Pandit saw, really Mahaprabhu has sent me to a Mahabhagavat. And then after that he fell flat on the lotus feet of
Pundarik
Vidyanidhi and returned back to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked, have you met a high class of Mahabhagavat? Oh Prabhu, first I met, but I had doubt seeing his luxurious things. But now my doubt has gone. So I have done some offense to a lotus feet of a Mahabhagavat. How can it will be
removed
or prashchit, you know?
Atonement.
Atonement.
Atonement. Then Mahaprabhu told, go and take mantra diksha from him. And then he went there. And he took Diksha from Gopal Mantra from him. This story is this. He was Radhar Pandit. From birth, he was friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also when they become bigger, they used to go to study to Gangadhar
Pandit. Gangadas Pandit.
Gangadas Pandit. Nirlom Gangadas. Then Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Gupta, and so many others.
Jagadananda,
all were sahapati.
Classmate.
Class friend, all. At that time, Gadadhar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to ask Nyaya Phaki. Nyaya Phaki, you know?
Logical fallacy.
Oh, yeah, Nyaya.
How this is? And he used to.
They established Mahaprabhu's card, the argument completely.
Bewildered. Other.
Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Gupta, all.
Jagadananda.
Especially Gadadhar Pandit, he used to ask all these things. When Mahaprabhu is going anywhere. And in the lane, Gadadhar Pandit used to see, oh,
then he'll go other.
He is coming, Nimai Pandit is coming, he used to come by that lane.
And
Mahaprabhu again,
Mahaprabhu understood that he changed his direction. Mahaprabhu got other way and catch him and ask him what.
In this way, after a study samapta, was
finishing study.
And Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he returned back. Then Nimai Pandit became
Bhavuk Nimai.
Bhakta Nimai.
Transcendental sentimental.
And Nimai. Then Mahaprabhu in his Chatushpati, his Sanskrit school, he told the students, now I cannot teach you all. Better you should burn the books. And now we should start Kirtan. And then he began Kirtan. And Gadadhar Pandit went also in that Kirtan from that time. Sometimes Gadadhar Pandit, but who is Gadadhar Pandit?
Srimati
Radha Thakurani. Why came? To help Mahaprabhu to enjoy his three modes. So time to time he used to help. Like when Nityananda Prabhu came in the house in Navadvip, in the house of Nandanacharya, with Mahaprabhu, Shivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda, and so many were there. They went where Nityananda was in
Nandanacharya Bhavan.
And when Mahaprabhu and Nityananda met together and saw each other, then they became overwhelmed.
Embraced each other
and both became
unconscious.
Then Gadadhar Pandit.
Gadadhar ki Mukunda gaye chilen.
Amar mane hai Gadadhar.
Gadadhar
Pandit.
Then Gadadhar Pandit told, Varaha Pidam Natavar Bapu Karnayo Karnikar Vibhradavasam Kanaka Kapisang Bejayanti Chamalam Randhana Benuradhar Sudhaya Urayan Go Brindarannam Sapadaramanam Pravisatagi. Oh, hearing this, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, overjoyed, began to dawn. In this way, Gadadhar Pandit used to help him. And also, to look after Sachinandan Gaudhari, that actually he is doing part of Radhika or not.
Not playing properly or not.
So he was always looking over Mahaprabhu and seeing that, he is correct or not. If he is not correct, then at once he used to correct Mahaprabhu.
And when Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya and came to Shivas Pandit's house, then at that time, behind the curtain, Gadadhar Pandit uttered same slok.
Yes, there also. There he also. Varaha Pidam Natavarabhapa. And then Mahaprabhu, what did?
Then he understood that who is speaking, then he how to recite what is the mood, then Mahaprabhu realized, and Mahaprabhu did same way again.
In this way, when Mahaprabhu wanted to take sannyas, only 5 persons, he told, I want to take sannyas. Today I will give up my home, mother, wife, and everything. Nityananda Prabhu, this Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda,
Chandrasekhar
Acharya,
and Jagadananda.
And mother knew from them. And then, when Mahaprabhu reached Katwa, oh, these all five also reached there. Gadadhar Pandit was also there. So, Chandrasekhar bear all the expenses of that Tridanda Sannyas Mahotsav. He used to be what English word? Mausa?
Festival.
Very better. You are Uncle. Bhagavan. Bhagavan, not Bhagavan.
Chandrasekhar of Acharya was the husband of Sachimada's sister.
So he was very near and dear to Mahaprabhu. And in age he was elder from Mahaprabhu so much. So he took all the expenses and made a very good Mahotsav. Gadadhar Pandit was there. When barber wanted to
shave
his head, oh, Gadadhar Pandit began to weep. And from there, Nityananda Prabhu directed him. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but Nityananda Prabhu, very tricky, he told to coward his boy that when Nimai Pandit will come and ask you where, in what way Vrindavan, you should tell that, oh, very nearer here. Yamuna is here. Then I will do my what I want. I will take him to Advaitacharya. Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan in Bhavavish. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Rama Raghav, Rama Raghav, Rama Raghav.
Pahi Mam. Krishna
Kesava,
Krishna Kesava, Krishna
Kesava, Rakshamam. Rakshamam, in this way. Oh, Krishna, where you are? Without you, my heart is
broken.
Broken. In this way going, and he saw that, oh, some cowherd boys there grazing cows. He asked, in what way I should go to Vrindavan? Oh, they told that you have come very nearer to Vrindavan. On this way, oh, Jamuna is flowing here and you can go to Vrindavan. When he went to Jamuna,
took bath.
He saw that Advaitacharya having a boat, he and was there. And he called, oh, here is Shantipur. Where Vrindavan? And this is Ganges, not Vrindavan. Then Nityananda Prabhu told, Prabhu, really this is Vrindavan. This
side,
in Jamuna. West side, Jamuna River. And in east,
Ganges.
Is
river, this is Vrindavan.
So don't be worried. And then Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya Prabhu came. And he requested that you should come to my house. Then Nityananda Prabhu and others all went there, but Nityananda, from the way he went to
Mayapur,
Sachi Maya, and told, oh, Nimai Pandit has come here after taking sannyas. I have brought for only you. And hearing this whole Navadip, lakhs and lakhs person. Anyhow, some swimming, some making a boat of
banana,
some by boat, some by this way.
Like a barrel.
Anyhow, they all
came to Santipur.
And then they crossed the Ganges and all went to Sachimaya house.
Sitanath house.
Gadadhar Pandit was also there with him. And Sachimaya told, O Advaitacharya Prabhu, please allow me that until my son is here, I should cook and I should feed him. He became ready and then Sachimaya. After that, Mahaprabhu told, I am very foolish. I've done wrong. Father left this world, you old. And I took sannyas.
And elder brother took sannyas. No one, only I was there.
No one is to look after you. If you order me, I will give up sannyas and I'm coming
come
to householder life. Sachimaya was very what? Dharmi.
Religious minded.
He told, oh, I don't want that you go. Anyhow, you have taken sannyas order. Now I cannot tell you to give up. So one thing I will tell you, that you should not go far away, Vrindavan, and come be in Jagannath Puri. So that many persons go and come, I will hear about you. And sometimes, you can come also.
You told about this, that when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, not took order from mother, now he is telling what you tell, I will obey. But what is the cause? Then you told that if Mahaprabhu will go Vrindavan, then everybody will, by the greatness of Vrindavan Dham, that Mahaprabhu will manifest that he is Krishna. Then he could not test his three moods, which he want to do that. So he inspires Jogmaya to tell through Mother Sachidevi. Then he cheat the world, oh, my mother ordered me, what can I do? So I am going to Jagannath Puri. Only Mahaprabhu, by through Jogmaya, told this Mother Sachi. So he told the whole world.
Then?
And Sachima told, if you give up sannyas order, then it's bad fame for you and bad fame for me. I don't like that someone bad fame you. I don't like that. What you did. No need to give up sannyas.
Then Gadadhar with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar went to Puri. Mahaprabhu began to live in Gambhira.
Kasimishra Bhavan.
And Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath. What is the meaning of Tota Gopinath? Tota means garden.
In Odia language.
The garden of
Gopinath.
Gopinath. So many trees and beautiful scenery there. And there is Chatak Parvat, like Govardhan. Mahaprabhu used to know Govardhan Parvat. Very big mountain like
hill of sand.
And there is Bansi Bhat, a bhat there, Bansi Bhat. Mahaprabhu used to think that this is Bansi Bhat. So nearby, in Tota Gopinath, oh, Gadadhar Pandit used to be. One day, Nityananda came from Bengal.
Gopinath Aviskarta Bolun? Gopinath Aviskarta Bolun?
Naripore.
No. Agatana Gopinath Chilan?
One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very, very sweet bhakta. He can recite in so sweet language and melody that all were used to attract it. So Mahaprabhu used to go to hear Srimad Bhagavat from his mouth. One day, Mahaprabhu told, I went to give a very, very precious,
precious oil. Will you take?
Wealthy. Do you want to take? He told, yes, certainly I want to take. Then he told that, oh, dig this place. There was sand. And when he was digging,
he saw
the beautiful Gopinath form was there. Deity of Gopinath. It came out. Mahaprabhu told, oh, take this deity and worship here. And then he made a hut and kept Gopinath. In India, we see so many statues of
deities
of Krishna, but all standing. Gopinath only
sitting.
If you see with dress, you will see that he is standing. But if you will take some
cloth,
then you will see that he is sitting. But really he was
very big, very tall.
Tall, and he was standing. But anyhow, Gadadhar Pandit could not give.
No. When Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, due to separation of Mahaprabhu, always lamenting, he could not worship properly. Then he could not put the garland. Then Gopinath said, oh, you are very... Oh, it's harming you. I am sitting for you.
Then he sat down. From then, he is sitting.
And after Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit said, only 1 year in this world. After that, he left.
And after that, one day Nityananda Prabhu came from Bengal. He brought so many cloths, also some...
Salidhana chal in a chen. Very nice fragrant rice, very...
Ki chal?
Salidhana chal.
Oh, Salidhana chal. And some other things, cloths. And he gave to Gopinath and told Gadadhar Pandit that you should cook this rice and bring some
tamarind leaves.
Leaves.
Tamarind.
Tamarind leaves and also shock from this
garden. Spinach.
And he picked up some shock and he brought what leaves?
Tamarind leaves.
Oh, tamarind leaves he made a very beautiful, tasteful, khatta mitha, sweet and sour. Any chutney, naki? And from garden, he picked some
spinach,
saag, and Gadadhar Pandit made it. Oh, so tasteful, so. And then, when he gave it to, or offered to Gopinath and gave it to Nityananda Prabhu, when we will take prasad, in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, you are only, you have so much love and affection from only Nityananda, not for me. Oh, how tasteful are these things you are giving to Nityananda, not to me. Then again he
divided into three and
divided into two.
Three.
And
for
three.
Him and Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. Three.
From himself. For her himself.
Yeah, they have not taken yet. Only offer the prasad come down from then Mahaprabhu arrived.
So one dish for Nityananda Prabhu. One dish for Mahaprabhu.
One for him, sir.
And then, oh, they very gladly and happily took that Mahaprasad. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in his last days and he was hearing Bhagavat. Hearing Bhagavat, he became mad after Krishna. And so many sattvic vikar.
Astasattvic bhav. Eight ecstatic symptoms.
Came in Mahaprabhu. He ran in the temple of
Gopinath.
But he could not return back from there. Then Gadadhar was searching him. Where Mahaprabhu has gone? Where Mahaprabhu gone? But Mahaprabhu has
disappeared.
Mixed him. Gopinath. Then what is poem?
কি কহিব কোথা যাব বাক্য নাহি স্ফুরে মহাপ্রভু হারাইনু গোপীনাথের ঘরে গোপীনাথের ঘরে গেল দর্শন করিতে লীন হইল গোপীনাথের অঙ্গেতে
then in separation mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he felt so much separation. And within 6 months,
he was a chilen.
Oh, 1 year. At that time, Srinivasa Acharya coming from Bengal, in the mid, he heard that Mahaprabhu had disappeared. Anyhow, he used to come to take darshan of Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and Gadadhar Pandit. But when he reached to Jagannathpur, he heard that Swarup Damodar has also left this world, and Gadadhar Prabhu also. Oh, only some days has passed, he has also. Then he became Hari and began to weep, and then returned back to Navadvip, and from Navadvip he went to Vrindavan in the school of
Jiva Goswami.
Gaur Premanande. What?
Why so many times this verse, the whole Vakiyam, is Ulipan for so many things? Like Vyasadeva calling to his son Shukadeva Goswami, like to Pundarik Vijayanidhi. Why this verse is so special?
Because Mahaprabhu is so, Krishna is so qualified, so merciful. To show his mercy, this is the best slok, how mercy is. Mercy.
Even Putana, boys killers, taking blood and
fresh blood. Newborn baby.
And she went to kill Krishna. And even, but he was in form of a mother. Mahaprabhu, only for the Krishna.
Gave him motherly destination.
So how Mahaprabhu,
Krishna is merciful.
So giving up Krishna, to whom to take shelter? So we must take the shelter of so merciful Krishna. So this is important. And for the beauty of Krishna, O Baraha Pidam Natvara Bhapukar. No midhyate abhrabhapushe taridam varaya gunja vatansa peripachal asan mukhaya dhanasraje kavalapetra vijahanavenu lakshmasriye medupade. This is called by Brahma in prayer. And Yajnapatni, they saw the beauty of Krishna. Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Banamalyavaraha. This is slok. And in Brahma Sanghita, Brahma has told two very high class of beauty of Krishna. First,
Brahma Sanghita.
गोविंद पूर्व श्लोक था कि रे पूर्व गोविंदमादिपुरुषम् जय गदाधर पंडित की जय श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय श्री श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। ओके
स्वीट
देखिए व्हेन द चैतन्य महाप्रभु टू इनिशिएशन मदर सची माता and his wife, who give care to Sachimata and his wife? What happened?
Krishna has taken care, Bhagavan Krishna.
Who looked after his mother?
Hmm?
Who looked after his mother?
Ishan Thakur. Ishan Thakur.
And what happened with his wife?
She was there.
One lady in Mexico asked me what happened when the devotee take it, sannyasi or vanaprastha or sannyasi. She asked me from ISKCON, what is the situation with the woman?
চলুন এবার, হ্যাঁ, ও শুনুন, আজকে যখন সকালে বেড়াতে যান না, ওর পত্নীকে বললেন তুমি চঞ্চল আছে, তো পত্নীকে বলছে যে গুরুদেব তোমাকে তুমি বেশ্যা,
হ্যাঁ,
ও বলছে ওর পত্নীকে যে গুরুদেব তোমাকে বলছে তুমি বেশ্যা,
why you told, I'm not told,
no, but গুরুদেব told prostitute, why,
no,
why you
she's telling, is he here,
where she,
no, not here,
no.
Not,
no, no,
no,
oh. She why you told?
She
I told you, restless before. Only.
Yeah.
I mean, how can Gurudev can tell this nonsense thing?
No, I didn't say that.
I mean, you are Gurudev's son, he sees his daughter.
You have misguided her, that is why she could not come.
I said, come here to Gurudev, we talk with
tell him that I
am. I mean,
I cannot tell
Bolache. He told
you
to her.
Told him? Why you told him?
Because she meet with this guy, I saw this guy in Bayer. I say, don't touch my wife.
No. You are like a mad person.
No.
I thought she is mad, but she is not mad. You are mad.
And you want a meeting with Yamanani Devi in order to think personal in a yoga center?
Very nice. Always it broke the Buddha's mood.
Yes.
All on the
door. I cannot tell from this mouth anyone best.
Yeah, I know.
Never.
I know.
No, why you are coming down? You are more mad than her, Gurudev.
No, he said Chanchala. I don't say it. Somebody say Putana.
Chanchala.
Why? See,
no.
Chanchala. Really?
But he's telling that Gurudev said she is prostitute.
No.
No. I don't say that.
He's telling herself with her own mouth.
He's with Mr. Bori. She's with Mr. Bori. And they
this is why some disciples from Gurudev, they hear one thing. And they understand
another thing.
And they are misguided.
And they break your mind. Gurudev is speaking so nicely.
Hopefully you will come back next year.
Huh?
I hope we pleased you here. If we made you pleased with us.